16. 12, I'm going to send this around for you to sign, if that's okay with everybody. That'll be our attendance sheet. I've got my little notebook. I'd be lost without it. And pretty soon it's going to run out of paper, and I'm going to have to get something else. And what I'll do is, with these, I'll just flip them together and have one of the girls type them up to give to the board.
Okay, that's great.
Where's your coffee, boy? Where's your coffee, boy?
Well, I get iced coffee, and then I like extra cream, and the girl who made it at McDonald's, she put in extra vanilla and lots of extra cream.
Okay, that's white. Point.
I looked at it, and I thought, geez, that looks funny. Well, you ought to taste it, too. There. And I'm not good at taking notes, but I will take notes, and whatever I give to the board, I will give to you. And
sounds good.
But don't expect great ones. Okay? We're here today at the request of Cancer Action, represented right now by Don Hassig and Lou Shepherd. I'm coming. I'm slow. Lou Shepherd, and we're here to listen to what you want to present and what your goals are. I think that sums it up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you can. You want to start?
Yes. What I've brought along. Four of these resolutions that the different town boards have produced specifically with regards to that World Health Organization report, the persistent organic pollutants impact on child health. And I like the one that Morristown did the best did the best. And I would just like to, I'll read it real quick. It just says, resolution requesting examination of WHO report by the St. Lawrence County Department of Health, adopted by the Oswegatchie Town Board on March 12, 2012. Whereas the Town of Oswegatchie recognizes the need to educate the public with regard to the danger of persistent organic pollutants, POPs, and other pollutants in our environment, and whereas studies have shown that exposure to POPs through chemicals in our food supply imposes an increased cancer risk, and now, therefore, be it resolved that the Oswegatchie Town Board recommends that the town supervisor draft a letter to the St. Lawrence County Public Health Department asking them to examine the WHO report on this subject and to make said report available to the public on their website. And be it further resolved that the Town of Oswegatchie will support the St. Lawrence County Health Department with their expertise to determine how the county will deal with this issue in the future. And that was done on March 12th of 2012.
And that was from the Town of Oswegatchie?
Town of Oswegatchie. And I consider that to be a great resolution because it just sets it up so perfectly right at the start. They say that they recognize the need to educate the public with regard to the dangers of the POPs. They have read that WHO report, and they're making this strong, strong statement on this. And I just love this resolution. And when they say they want the report to be made available to the public on their the county's public health website, that's a really strong way of taking action on what they're saying they recognize the need to do. It has everything in there that a resolution could possibly have that will be effective. And I have the letter that Dr. Hathaway wrote back to the town boards. This in particular is the one she wrote back to the town of DeKalb. No, this is the one town wrote to him. I've got a letter. This is the one she wrote back against to him. Yeah, DeKalb. This is the one she wrote back to DeKalb. And she provides these URLs that are dealing with the persistent organic pollutants in this letter, including, I think, the WHO POPs report. And she says, as public health director, I am responsible to educate the public about well-documented public health risks to prevent mortality and morbidity. And I totally agree with that. My direction and funding for the St. Lawrence County Public Health Department come from the New York State Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. If in the future the state and federal government determine that POPs are an issue, local health departments should educate the public about them. Okay, I just didn't get that right. I didn't do that right. I want to repeat that. If in the future the state and federal health governments determine that POVs are an issue local health departments should educate the public about, then it will be part of our educational program. Until such time, I have to focus on the proven health issues here in St. Lawrence County, which include lack of access to health care, obesity, nutrition, tobacco use, and the cancers associated with these problems, breast, colorectal, and lung. And I just want to just make some other comments about that. We've tried to explain why the federal government and the states aren't educating on the POPs. We've tried to explain that, you know, that's how we got those resolutions from the town governments. They recognized, they were willing to agree with us. Every one of them was very quick to agree that the corporations have so much power in Washington, and then the federal government public health entities such as the CDC and the FDA and the National Cancer Institute, they determine what the state health agencies do. So it's this top-down government in public health. It's political, very, very political. And so in the end, it's just so easy for the corporations to control the messages that come to the people that are down there suffering and that are being studied as far as what diseases they get from these exposures that they encounter, totally, you know, against their will, nothing agreed to, just it's just the way it turns out. And so the towns, in recognizing this, they were very specific that they just wanted our county public health department to do this. And that was the whole idea. We did not want our county just to agree that they would do this if the federal government said to do it, because they're not going to say to do it. And so we want it to be made clear that the town's intention and our intention is that our county public health department would do it. And it'll be so wonderful because other counties, in particular Tompkins County, they have said to me, you know, this, I can't just pull her name back right now, but Pam Maxey. She was one of the ladies on like a health committee there in Tompkins County legislature. They said that if we could get St. Lawrence County to do this kind of education, then they would follow up and, you know, look at this more carefully, and they would probably do this kind of education themselves. We developed a really good relationship with this Frank Kupa, who is the director of public health in Tompkins County. I'm going down to Suffolk County to speak to their legislature health committee in early August on the WHO POPs report. There are a lot of other counties that would follow the lead of St. Lawrence County if St. Lawrence County were to take the initiative and do this kind of education regardless of what the federal government is doing and the state government is doing. And there's good reason for it, so we just feel strongly about that part of this. And there's also this matter of the funding. We're proposing a way to do this that would not require any funding, so we feel that it's not necessary to be concerned about having funding for this, because it can be done without funding. It's been done so, it's so close to being done, with the WHO already having done that good report. If, like I have presented in this proposal that we've made for how to get the education started, if on the St. Lawrence County Public Health Department's website there was to be this standalone page, you know, not just some recommendations tacked on after all the other recommendations, but a standalone page, it was titled Persistent Organic Pollutants Exposure Minimization. That'd be great. Just, it doesn't have to say anything about a health hazard. If it just said persistent organic pollutants exposure minimization.
I don't mean to stop you, but I do mean to stop you. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
I don't understand what you mean by a standalone page.
Well, where it was just separate, where it wasn't like following on. Like, see, Albany County. Albany County has done some work on the dioxin exposure reduction, but all they did was just tack it on a page on nutrition. And so it was after everything else, and I just had a newspaper
just
reporter.
Just a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell me.
Creation of a separate web page. It would be connected by the links to the rest of public health and presumably to other web pages.
Okay.
It's just a separate standalone web page.
Now, when you do a standalone web page, we have someone who handles our web page, right?
Yeah.
And we pay them.
Well, it's county staff, yes.
Oh, it's county staff?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
As I know, it's Jeff Whitaker down in IT.
Okay, so doing that, just setting up, you're talking about setting, you got to help me a little bit,
yeah.
Try to visualize it. Go to the public health web page. You're on the public health web page.
And you would click on a button. That would
click on a button, and it'll take you to a separate
page. Talk about persistent organic pollutants.
That's what I need to
whether
know.
Or not, whether or not that it was the second page had St. Lawrence County Public Health on the top, or whether it had some other header, would be up to you.
Okay.
Well, speaking of that, I think it would be very powerful if it did have St. Lawrence County Public Health.
Well,
you want it to be clear that it's coming from
that. I agree, it probably would be, but that would be a decision for them to make.
Yeah, standalone.
If you had a PDF or if you provided a link to the World Health Report, whether it had the label at the top of the St. Lawrence County Public Health, if it was a link from the Public Health website to the World Health Report, I think that would be that would be already a powerful thing.
Well, it's a start.
Yeah,
I'm calling it a start.
And
you can't. You just start. Let's just. Okay, there. I've gotten that far.
Okay. See, the reason I'm thinking it would be beneficial to have it as a somewhat of a standalone, and I didn't guess I didn't understand fully what he's. You know, that was what I was conveying. I was just thinking that, like, maybe if there was some way that, you know, as you go down through the public health stuff, it doesn't have to be separate from that. If it just has it. You know, like, it's just this piece of that that's not mixed in with everything else, you know. If it was,
but
you know, you look at public health stuff, and it says about cigarette smoking, and just it's all right there. Well, if something was all right there about pops, too, you know, I'd be okay with that.
I'm not sure.
I just don't want it mixed in to something else.
No.
No.
It won't happen.
It won't happen?
I can't do it, no. It's inappropriate. I can't put in a special concern of someone who is not... a valid source. Certainly what Mr. Hasig is saying is what I've heard many times before. Nothing is new, and I meet monthly with all the other public health directors from every other county, so I know where they're coming from. I also know the state and the CDC, and this is not appropriate for me to put this kind of information, which would scare people, out on the local government website under public health, when it's still a maybe. It isn't known. And until it's clarified and actually supported epidemiologically, I'm not going to put it out there.
Hang on, Steve. I need to just weigh in on that. This thing of it not being supported epidemiologically, what do you think all those references are in that WHO report? I've got it right here.
I've read it, Mr. Hussey.
I've read it. You have to deal with this. For you to say it's not supported epidemiologically, it's false. It's false. And I'm going to address it.
Too many references in this document.
Instead of debating the WHO report, can you just respond about this report? What you think about this report? Or
it's what I just said. It says over and over there may be a connection. It's not proven yet. There are many people who've expressed opinions, but it's not certified material. I'm the one with a PhD in organic chemistry and a degree in public health, and I certainly know how to interpret the information. And it's not viable information that I can responsibly put out on the public health website.
Okay, so that's your response.
What's your position?
That's my response.
Official response.
Yep.
So then my response to that is that how can she set herself up against the World Health Organization? David Carpenter, who was one of the leading authors of this report here, this persistent organic pollutants impact on child health, his much of his career, he's 70-some years old now, he's published a large number of epidemiological studies on PCBs and other persistent organic pollutants. I said epidemiological studies that have statistically significant associations between the exposure to the POPs and the disease outcome, and yet she's saying there's no epidemiology. That is false. And she's saying it for one reason alone. It's because the corporations got the federal government and the state government to say it, and she feels comfortable just following her lead.
Well,
and that's
I'd like to say that we're going to get nowhere if we just she's given her opinion.
Okay.
The doctor's given her opinion. You've given yours.
Yep.
But about this report, and we've got to move past that to see if there should be anything done in this matter.
Just let me make one comment then. There's 14 pages there, 14 pages of references to scientific research literature that she's saying there's nothing. 14 pages. There must be like at least 140 documents that are referenced in that report. You know. This is outrageous. I have to say that.
If it's not appropriate, put it on public health website. website or link it off from that, is it appropriate to put it off any other government website yet?
No. If Mr. Hasig wants to do his own website, as he has, he certainly is free to do that.
See, the towns know that. They don't want to come from us because they know that people are questioning this whole thing. Like, but is it the environmental extremists? They want it to come from government. People gave government the power to do this work, and they've done it with this WHO report. All those people got sick. All that money got spent, people's money, the sick people's money, to do the research. And now it's been published, and now it's out there, and it's being reported on in a 58-page document that you could have read if you didn't want to read it with some understanding. And now you're saying that's not valid? That is just, it's outrageous. I'm going to say it is outrageous with capital letters.
Okay.
It's outrageous.
I don't know how far we're going to go down this road.
I'm not going to go further with that. I'll stop.
I don't know how far we're going to go down this road.
I'll stop.
It's
outrageous.
I agree we have a problem with POPs and illness and in this county. And we have PCBs. We have other chemical exposures in this county, and I think some people are sick as a result of them, and some other people want to know how to prevent illnesses because of these chemicals we have in our environment. And I think the federal government speaks to them in different governmental agencies that are easily linked to about these problems, and so does WHO report. If we wanted to educate people about this, I think we should be able to. And I know definitely in some parts of the county, are heavily contaminated with PCBs and other things. I think it's responsible to make some sort of effort to educate them about these things. I think we could logically post something about PCBs and even and link to credible sources. I think the federal government has credible sources. I think WHO is a credible source. I think there may be other credible sources, but I don't think it's. I think it's something that needs to be done. I don't know if everybody will see it that way. I guess Dr. Hathaway certainly doesn't see it that way.
No.
I see it that way, and maybe some other people will see it that way too.
There are far greater public health risks that you face every day that we do deal with constantly. And we put out the message about eating your fruits and vegetables, reducing the fat in your diet, and stopping smoking if you smoke. And I mean, that we have the messages that we put out constantly that are well known, and that we do have the certified health risks here in the county. And I can't begin to put out the ones that are maybe, that there's a possibility. I mean, certainly as a PhD organic chemist, I know the risk of chemicals. And I'm very aware of that, have worked in the chemical industry and universities and then government all of my life. And I can't in good conscience scare people with something about persistent organic pollutants when there's a much greater message that I need to get out to people to stop smoking.
I know that people need to stop smoking, but this is just one of many, many issues we face for education. Nobody wants to take on any more issues, but even, I don't know when you could prove this, how long it would take, how many people would become sick or lives would be lost or changed because we failed to do something about this issue. Even if we educated about this issue and it wasn't as severe as maybe some reports thought, that we would not harm anyone, and without there'd be little cost to the county to put up a website or link to these educational sites that are provided by the federal government or the state government or somebody else that wants to get this information out. I don't see it where it'd be much cost or would scare people, or I think it's basically necessary to do so, or prudent to do so. Most of the money that you're putting in programs I've already are already proven things like smoking that people need to change and cause disease are very proven and everything. But this is not an area that I don't think would cost much or asking for more money or time to be devoted to it. There's people that want to be educated to it. If they have computers, if they want to go to the websites, they could go. That's only part of the people. If there's there will have to be something else to people that do not have these types of resources, like computers, to that want to know more. There'll have to be something else at some particular time.
I'm going to ask this: if we do a link to that standalone page. And on the standalone page, if you wanted to write a paragraph that says that what you're saying, you know, that you don't, that the St. Lawrence County Public Health Department is simply providing a link and not supporting or denying the material, would you go along with that? You know, I may not be wording that right.
A disclaimer, basically.
That's what you want. Yes, good. I'm glad you're here.
It is not. Is not proven or
certified, or whatever.
Whatever language.
You know, they could say that they're not certifying it, but it is certified. The WHO.
Don.
That's
they could just say they don't want certified.
Don. Please, we're trying to move this into a situation where we can diffuse and infuse. The situation, defuse it from tension and infuse it with logic. Okay, what about that?
The problem I have with that, Sally, is if I do it for one cause, where do I stop? How many more do I keep having to put out there that don't really add value to the website and to the information that we're giving out to the public? Where do I stop? The next person that wants me to put something out there, do I have to put that out too? And that's my concern.
Okay.
And that's why I really can only put out the message that I'm given from the State Health Department and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Can I respond to that, please?
What?
See, we heard that same thing about doing the information tabling over the Human Services. The first thing we heard when we proposed just to, like, have an information table there about the POPs, they said, well, what if everybody else wants to do it? Well, nobody else wants to do it. That's just a what if. That's just one other way of sliding around it. It's ridiculous. People don't want to do these things. People are not going to. I spend this time to do this because it's important. I'm not doing this just for kicks, you know, or it's because it's so important to the kids' health and the future of St. Lawrence County and the future of the world that action will be taken in these chemicals. These chemicals have been around since the 1930s, nearly 100 years now that the PCBs have been around, and all these people have gotten sick. You just go up to Akwesasne. I invite you to go up to Akwesasne, the both of you, you know, Dr. Hathaway and Sally and all of us. If you guys would just go up there to Akwesasne, and I'm going door to door on Racket Point. Racket Point is.
I know exactly where you are.
I know. I'm going door to door on Racket Point, right downwind from, you know, right there
about
that GM thing. Most people are so sick. They tell me all these horror stories.
I used to go fishing there with my family.
Yeah. It's.
So.
That all, I've
I know.
I'm going door to door, and they tell me all these stories. And they want. See, they deserve to have some action taken too. Because, see, their government is the same as our government. Their government is very, see, exactly, the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe is saying exactly what Dr. Hathaway is saying. We want to follow the CDC. And they won't ever admit that the CDC is controlled by the corporations, but all the people know it. All the people know it.
But let's not get out. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
What I'm trying, that's not what I'm addressing.
Okay.
What I'm addressing is some way, and as far as the disclaimer, I think that at some point we need to bring this to the board, Scott, and let them make a decision about some of this as to whether or not to do the web page. I do not want, however, to have a meeting that would deteriorate into the emotional outbursts, because it does no one any good. It doesn't promote anything. It does, all it does is solidify negative responses that might not have been, but became. And it doesn't do anybody any good. As far as what you're saying, I understand what you're saying, Sue. I really do. I don't know how I actually feel. I think I have a feeling that a simple link is probably not going to destroy the credibility of the public health department. On the other hand, I understand what she's saying and the fact that we want to make sure that this, we are not inundated, and I can't even, of course, I'm having trouble trying to get in my mind an example of a group that would come to us and want us to do something with a link or a disclaimer on another issue, and I would be very happy to see that so I could use an example and see an example. Do you think you can come up with one?
Not right off.
I know that. I don't mean now.
But once you open the door, then you open the door to other groups that may take advantage of it.
The goal of the public health department and the goal is to provide for the health and well-being of the county. And I think the public health department does a tremendous job, especially with a lot of the forms of cancer, breast cancer screening, colorectal screening, and a lot of education about it. I have my own feeling, and I don't want anybody to take this wrong, Don. I really mean this now. But since I've been through my life, it's eat eggs, don't eat eggs. Eat eggs, drink coffee. No, drink coffee. Drink coffee. Yeah, I mean, it's the science seems to be extremely... I just don't know what to believe, hardly.
Just let me respond.
No, here. I'm not done.
Okay, go ahead.
You wait.
Go ahead.
Gotta wait.
Yes.
Take a breath. I am so, as an individual, I'm not talking as chair, I'm talking as an individual. I am watching right now my husband's third sibling in less than 2 years dying of cancer, all three of them. I know that it is, and my mother died of it 32 years ago. But let me tell you, I don't know what causes it. I think that if you give 200 grams of something to a rat, it'll die. Sometimes the science that they use to try to describe something is just so impractical. I believe in the Puritans, and they said, everything in moderation, and you'll survive. But I don't want to not provide the people in this county of certain information. However, I don't intend to advertise for that. That's why I'm talking about a disclaimer. And that's why I would think that, I'll tell you, my opinion is, and this is something Scott and I have talked about. I have no problem with a link. And I have no problem with a disclaimer. I don't. But.
Yeah. Sure. It's only, for the people that's in here, it's only her and I that are legislators saying that. So I don't know how everybody else feels.
Sally?
Huh?
May I offer a proposal?
You may offer anything. Wait, I got to write you down.
Okay. All right.
I'm not good at this, remember.
You're very good. I appreciate Sue's position with the credibility issue with public health, with the disclaimer and the Pandora's box being open. If one is attached to public health, many more may be attached to public health. There is another venue, perhaps a committee put together by the Board of Legislators, the Environmental Management Council, which Scott is the representative of. I know, Sal, let me just say it. They have had discussions about...
I'm fighting to keep that.
Without...
Yeah.
just as an option. They have, last November 2011, they had a representative come and speak about POPs. There's another discussion about POPs recently. They did look at the WHO proposal. Yes, I understand that they're in the crosshairs now, and maybe this will be the kiss of death for them, or maybe it's an opportunity to get information out that you two anyway feel it is important information, yet it is not from an official public health position. It is an environmental issue, certainly. The World Health Organization is an organization.
Does the EMC have a website?
Yeah, sure.
Ha!
Go for it.
I don't know that there's unanimity on the EMC. And
pardon?
I don't know that there's unanimity on the EMC about this issue.
Right.
And I think, Scott, if we talk about it on Wednesday and put it to a vote of the EMC, whether or not they wanted to create a website, I don't know how that vote would go.
But
if they said yes, it would be a way to present some of the science, to make it available to the public, without needing to give it the imprimatur of the Department of Public Health.
A website... I don't know how far EMC is, as you know, in these meetings, have debated whether to take up this issue or not take up this issue. I mean, it's not too far in the past. We had to look at climate change, and that didn't go over well. I mean, we have between 97 and 98% of the scientists around the world believe that climate change is happening and the land is getting warmer. And actually, they believe this. It's because of man's activity. However, you know, we couldn't even begin to get this through at this level. If we take it to the EMC and expect the EMC to bring it back here to take action on it, I don't think that's ever going to happen. But if you're talking about a website, to link off the website some way, maybe, but... They probably still have to have agreement in this room to do so.
I think we would want it.
I don't think you would want to not have agreement
right.
in this room.
But
yeah,
it's still. I don't know. Whatever happens, it still has to be approved by this.
But then
this
it,
body.
It may be able to be reduced to strictly information. It is information. The web. You can get all this information if you're willing to hunt for it.
Yeah, you got
to
hunt for it. Is what you're saying.
And
all
so
you're doing with the link is throwing it.
Is creating a link to make it a little more accessible.
Okay.
That would be, I guess, the way it might be palatable for.
Okay. Well, I envision the page a little different than maybe you guys had in the past. I envision the page that we can link off from with a brief explanation from. The public health director, like she provided us before, with information, which seemed very good to me, and maybe a brief explanation from like Cancer Action, what they thought about POPs, and then here's the sites, link off to here, learn all you want to learn about them. These are credible sites, federal government sites, WHO site.
Well, I'm
counter opinions, basically.
Well, they're pretty much.
Yeah.
I like what you're talking about and the way you're going. The only problem is the poor EMC. I'm trying hard to save it.
Well,
yeah,
I know. The question is,
I'll take another beating.
Is it?
But it's a perfect solution to it.
Sure. And is it an opportunity for the board to see that, okay, for these sticky situations, maybe there is a value in having the EMC around?
I think we can go
through public health. Maybe we can go through EMC. We've been beaten up a lot on the EMC for a long time. We can take it. So,
It's beating up is not the thing. I'm talking about... off with their heads.
Sure.
We're at that level right now.
I
think we really need the MC, not only for this, but so many other things.
Yeah.
It's got to be there for them. We can't kill it.
Well, I have...
Because of other issues. That
maneuvered
more,
to keep it from being voted on two or three times.
Right. Well, and we
and I'm still trying to keep it. What I'd like to do is if you could make a presentation. Let me think. Here, I need to think myself through this stuff. I'm not a person that will jump on board everything. I just want to think it through. But let me throw it off out here. As I'm sitting here, I'm seeing a path that just might be the way to get, because what is our goal? To get the information to the people, let the people make their own decision.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it. And if we do that...
Without cost, too much.
Oh, God, don't spend a dollar on it.
Without too much cost.
Without cost, we can do that through the EMC, and the EMC, therefore, can make its presentation. One of the things that Don did, and I did all this list of things that the EMC had done. And what they did was, it was, all it was an open door to attack each individual item. Well, you see, so what I think, my suggestion is, and if you can get it past the EMC, you get through them, if they are willing to support a link to those materials, remember, under the description that we've set, as they can put their own disclaimer in. I don't care if the people who are opposed to something like this or don't believe in it, let them put a disclaimer on. But put it out there and see what happens. If they are willing to do it, then I'd be willing to meet with them and you and Scott, and we'd work out a way to make this presentation pass through the mighty halls of St. Lawrence County. You understand where I'm coming?
Sure. And luckily, we have an EMC meeting in 2 days where we can ask them.
Because if that's the case, then I'd really like to, let's see, services is what it would, you usually go to
operations.
Well, that's tonight.
Yeah.
That's all right. We've been doing this, diddling around with this long enough. We can do to make sure we're on operations next month.
Next month.
See what I mean?
Sure.
So a present.
And I would be more than willing to go with you so that I can counsel them, shall I say.
Would you suggest a draft web page be ready to be shown?
Absolutely.
Fine.
You don't want anything left open.
I'm not a web designer, but I can certainly do a PowerPoint page that would look and feel like a web page.
That's what you need to do. I'm not. I tried to do a web page and it was sad, so I quit.
I was the county's first webmaster, but once we went past the $5 software that I bought to do it, we exceeded my skills.
You understand what I'm saying then, when I tried to do my own web page. That was kiss that one goodbye.
So Sally, just so I understand, so for next month operations, which is August...
Something or other.
Maybe August. I think they actually combined them in August, didn't they?
Did
August
they?
20th.
They combined
either
them?
Either the 13th or the 20th.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think they combined them in August. We can check that. Either the 13th or the 20th anyway would be the...
They didn't combine them finally.
Well, we tried hard to combine them, but they acted like idiots.
No, they didn't want
to. Oh, they didn't. Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I'm being recorded.
Okay. All right. So the 13th would be operations. So at that presentation, at that meeting, you would like a presentation strictly on this POPS issue and how a web link would look, or on the whole EMC?
On what you just said about the POPS link and everything, and the EMC as the arm of the county to deal, just what you said, to deal with issues that are perhaps not clearly mm-hmm. agreed upon, but are important. The end result is important for the people.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from. You can't mm-hmm. present it as if, I don't want the EMC, when you said that, I thought, oh my God. But we've got to protect, we've got to bring the EMC as a viable, active, influential, powerful voice for an element, now listen, for an element of this county, regardless. I may not be that element, but there is an element there.
Would you mind, Sally, if the presentation is made, saying to the board that at the request of...
You can put it right on me.
Well,
I don't care.
At your request, we put together a draft page to show the board for what a web page dealing with persistent organic pollutants would look like.
Yes, and if it doesn't go through, and that's why you need to do it for your own committee.
Yep.
But I'd be perfectly willing to work with anybody on that. I have no life, so. What do you think? There's a way to handle that.
As long as it's not being validated by public health, that's where
we're
I'm
not going to talk about public health on it.
I would speak up if it is promoting something that is not true.
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
And I really strongly believe that it needs to be carefully done.
And our goal would be
presented as questionable.
Yeah, and our goal would be to be neutral on this, to be mm-hmm. the forum for.
That's what I want.
Here's a scientific document. Here's a scientific document. We think they might have some worth. Folks, look at them, read them, and draw your own conclusions. And we would I would expect that we would go no further mm-hmm. on that.
I saw it as an educational tool, self-educational tool, too. go over this information and have people decide.
We did a similar web page on open burning several years ago.
I remember it.
It got started just as a web page on open burning because we were accumulating some of what we considered to be sound science on the topic. And then, geez, we'd have to go back and look at minutes of meetings and things. I think we started the web page before the Board of Legislators approved the education campaign, and when they approved the education campaign, the web page got real big. But the information started to get out there first, I think. And that could very easily be the kind of model this would be. And I don't know that the Board of Legislators ever is going to want to do a POP campaign, but we start the web page and start to...
We'll go from there.
Exactly.
You go from there. This board, as the way I read this board, I'm not sure. I think we're going to have... This to get this through is a challenge.
If we present it as an exercise, as a request from you to put together a draft web page to see what it would look like, show it to them, and then let them say what they want to say.
I think so.
Okay.
I really think that's the way to go. And I thank you very much for that thought. Get a gold star from me today, and you get a gold star for just being here to tell us this stuff.
John's idea. So, our idea.
Okay.
well, it's a way to... This meeting was to try to resolve some issues, and I feel comfortable with it. Now I got to ask Don, do you feel comfortable with it?
I think that is a good strategy. It's a good strategy. Considering the makeup of the board and the history of the resolution and the power of the corporations and the dairy industry, it's a good strategy.
I'm going to make a request of you two. I would ask you to keep this under your hat until the presentation got made. I would ask that you, not go out to a reporter tomorrow or, and say, we got them to say they're going to do this POPS campaign.
Oh, good lie. You might as well forget it.
Let the presentation happen. Yeah. Let the Board of Legislators decide what they're going to do. And then after that, you can... It's a free country. You can say whatever. But I would just suggest wait until the board sees the presentation and decides what they want to do.
But we are welcome at the EMC meeting Wednesday night, right?
Is
this going to be discussed,
Yes, it's likely to be discussed under new business, which comes towards the tail end of the meeting. We have a presentation first from Aaron Graves from the DEC. He's going to talk about a unit management plan that the DEC is putting together. So, if you come to the meeting, it'll be the latter half of the meeting, sure. After 8 o'clock.
Sure.
So if your time is short, you might plan to just come at 8 o'clock.
Sure, that sounds good.
Those presentations typically last an hour.
Okay, EMC, also, if they talk about this, depends how many members they have to make
whether they have a quorum or not,
because it takes almost everybody at this time to have a quorum.
I would suggest, Scott, that even if they didn't have a quorum, if there was a consensus among the people in the room,
I agree.
That we could still put together the draft page.
I don't know what accurate
is. Is there a press at those meetings?
Press is invited, but typically not.
On what?
This one.
If it's scare time.
If I can make a suggestion, I realize...
No. This is just linked to information. Linked to information.
Well, see, that is bad.
The meetings are open to the world, so you're welcome to come. Yep. I just made a suggestion, for what it's worth.
Yep, I understand. But see, it didn't feel good how that all played out on the open burning. You kind of get it going and then be like shunned. It's a very simple concept, and I intend to continue to be strong and good, regardless of how other people respond to it.
Yeah, we've got to get on a bus and go over to Ogdensburg. However,
let's finish this up.
Okay, we've got to finish this meeting up. We've got to finish it up. We don't have any time for discussion. I'm sorry, Lou. I know you had information to present.
I'm sorry. Is there anything you wanted to...
You could tell us.
Just send it to me.
At some point, and...
I'll give you a copy.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to suggest to Don. If you kind of come to this kind of a meeting, you should bring us copies.
Well, I emailed most stuff. I emailed
I know.
Stuff about the proposal for the webpage and that stuff.
I know, but that doesn't mean that I printed it out and did it. I mean, I don't know what you're emphasizing and where your direction is. I just saw it as background information. Okay. Is it agreed by everybody that this is the road we're going to try to take?
I agree.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I want to hear it. Yes.
Yes.
We're all set. Thank you.